Hijaz Hizbullah arrived at the High Court in the town of Putlam on Friday, hoping to be released on bail. The Sri Lankan lawyer has been in detention since police arrested him in April 2020. They claim then it was because he helped the Easter Sunday bombers, who caused this carnage in 2019, killing 270 people. But almost a year later, Hizbullah was formally charged with inciting communal disharmony under the Prevention of Terrorism Act for a lecture he allegedly gave at this madrasa or Islamic school.
You don't even know what you're fighting against, and you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So there was always uncertainty in everything, and I think that was the hardest part of it.
And the last 21 months have been difficult. Maram found out she was pregnant with their first child after her husband was detained. Today she heard he wasn't coming home. Despite local and international criticism of the case against Hijaz Hizbullah and mounting pressure for his release, he's back in remand. The High Court judge maintained she did not have the authority to give bail to a terror suspect. Hizbullah's legal team applied for bail based on government lawyers saying they wouldn't object. But
in the PTA, yes, there are provisions to give bail if the AG consents. But the issue comes when a trial has started. And in this situation, a trial has started. And then there's lack of legal provisions to give bail when the trial has started.
The trial based on testimony of a former student at the madrasa began on Friday. The now 18-year-old, seen here in the orange shirt, told the court that Hizbullah had told them about Muslims in Palestine being attacked. Hizbullah and his family have denied the charges, saying the case is fabricated.
It was a clear, very, very clear message to anyone who wants to defend minority rights or defend Muslim rights, that this is how you're going to be treated, that this is what we can do to you.
But it's not silenced Hizbullah.
And let's keep fighting.
Till he does come home, his daughter will have to settle for his picture on a phone. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Putlam.